Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 464. Visible, translated text is as follows. He would do this about twice a month. The girls in the packing department did quite some overtime work on Saturday afternoon. Redirect examination. I have made no contribution toward the fund to defend Frank. I don't know anything about Daisy Hopkins' general character. I don't know who nailed up the door on the Clark Woodenware side. Lots of people have been there all over the factory. If a body had been slid down the chute behind those boxes, it would have been hidden more than where it was found. The boxes around the chute are piled nearly to the top. I never noticed any difference in the boxes Sunday from what I left them there Saturday. No, I don't know anything about Conley being there Saturday afternoons and watching. He wasn't there by my instructions. There is a good deal of water on the floor in the metal room. On payday, in order to keep the people from coming down the back, the instructions are always to close the back door to the metal room. There is no special reason for the paint to go out of the polishing room, but it is out in other places. It is carelessly done. You can see Hasseline scattered around. The floor in metal room where a body is supposed to have been found has a rise of several inches in it, something like an edge. As to whether a man standing up and looking over the safe door hasn't got a vision going beyond the clock so that he could see everybody that registered, he couldn't see it. I tried it. I don't know whether either the clock or the desk had been moved before I went to see. My recollection is that the table is nailed to the wall and the clock screwed to the table. You can tear the whole thing up and move it. The desk could not be moved without my knowing it. I didn't have the clock fixed after April 28th. Recross examination. On Friday last, I made an experiment by sitting.